I'm Keelan McCracken. I am an environmental anthropologist, and I concentrate on sustainable clothing systems, so paying attention to how the natural environment impacts humans and how humans impact the natural environment, and looking at that through how fiber systems work and relate to both the natural environment and humans. One of the main concepts that I've been talking about this past week has been how just minutes after we are born, we interact with fabric and clothing in particular, and throughout our lives, clothing really is our second skin. Every single day we are interacting with it. And then for some of us, even in our grave, we are buried with our clothing. And so just trying to understand that story and how that impacts behaviors and our understandings and even relationship to other people. Also talking about clothing as a natural resource. The beginning of every garment starts as a natural resource, and then it goes through some transformation in some way, and sometimes that transformation makes it simpler for that natural resource to enter back into the ecosystem and natural cycle, and sometimes that process makes it more difficult to the point where it may go hundreds of years kind of stepping outside of the natural system of how an ecosystem works because something has to biodegrade because of how humans have impacted it and processed it. One thing that I think is really interesting about clothing in particular and today in our world with the global clothing industry is that every single person in the world is tied together because of one clothing industry. And in some ways that's really cool and exciting to know that the garments that I'm sitting and wearing right now, that hundreds of people have interacted with them. And in other ways, it's a little daunting and scary because I know that not every person that touched the jeans that I'm wearing that were made at Old Navy had positive impact, whether because of their living condition, working condition, or how much they were paid. So taking the time to recognize those stories and research and learn them, I think, is extremely important. Also, one thing that I really like about being at Holden this week and paying attention to the relationship with clothing is how clothing is shared within the community. For example, Potty Patrol is a pretty cool resource. I've talked with many people where they're referencing particularly work pants in general here at Holden. They talk about their work pants and they know like the previous like two or three owners of these work pants, and they've been passed down for several workers through several years. And I think that's so cool. And one thing that I did, I was originally coming here just to teach mending, but as soon as I got here, I noticed that a lot of people's pants were kind of falling off of them. So I decided to do a little bit of a mending marathon and mend people's clothing. And there are two work pants in particular that were previously owned by two brothers. And these are like pretty impressive work pants. They are sturdy and can handle anything, basically. And the two brothers had already mended these pants previously. And the new owners, after seeing the previous mends of these two work pants, realized that they were valuable enough to continue mending. So they first had tried to mend these pants on their own, and then after myself coming into the village, they asked me if I would mend them. And it was so cool looking at them because there are several stories now of people using them, and the pants kind of witnessing all these cool stories at Holden of going through all of this major labor to kind of keep Holden going. And now the village is kind of recognizing these cool stories in the clothing and taking care of the clothing to kind of carry the stories and to carry the labor that happens. And that's kind of like the second really cool thing that I personally have noticed this week is how much labor is going into the minor mediation, and especially the long-term staff right now. They're putting their all into making Holden possible and remaining. And every single day they're putting on garments they're going through the same process with the wearer. So they're living through the dirt, they're living through the rocks and the soil, and they're living through cutting down the trees, and they're living through the hugs, and they're living through the sweat, and they're living through the vespers. And I think the clothing right now in Holden marks a cool kind of narrative that Holden is going through right now. Not only are the people experiencing this and the land and the village, but also the clothing that will hopefully be passed down in the future. That's really my story of it, is that, you know, while clothing has a story before it comes into our lives with the production, it also has a story once it enters into our closets, and being able to recognize that story and sometimes value a piece long enough to mend it and repair it and kind of love it back as the clothing has loved you.